Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Up to Santos, to Horford. Fakes and now surveys the floor, pressured by Brooks, gets it to Payton. Payton just launches a line drive, three, it's up and good. GP2 with a bucket. Warriors staying alive, they're down seven, and the Suns one time. The towel is on the head. The headset goes on the towel.
What's up, guys?
That's it. Gary, tell me a little bit about tonight's game. And obviously, you guys know you're coming in. You know, they don't have Booker. You guys don't have Steph. And, you know, does that change, you know, the way you guys have to play in order to get a win like
all
this?
All heart. Yeah. You got to come out with all heart, energy, effort. We've been lacking in, you know, our energy and where our mindset's been for the last couple games. But we knew tonight was going to be one of those battles that we had to fight out, fight this little shake off, this little weird energy, you know, the last couple of days with everything going on. So shake that off, and to come out here and get a big win like this, coming being down, it's huge for us, you know, confidence-wise for sure.
Sometimes we all forget that we're dealing with human beings here, and you were coming up to the deadline. And, you know, that can throw a team off, and I think maybe it affected you guys for a couple of days.
Yeah, you know, we got a young group of guys down here, and, you know, it's around this time it gets a little shaky mentally. So, you know, that's over. So once everything was over and done, it was just our job to come out here and recreate our energy and our fight that we've been having in the beginning of the season. So I think, you know, this is a good start to get this road trip on the way, get one and then go get greedy and get another one in L.A.
How important was it for you guys to rebound? You out-rebounded them 45-37 tonight.
That was the key. You know, we knew we was undersized tonight. So everybody had to come down. The guards came down and hit and boxed out. And, you know, we let it drop and grabbed it and went. And, you know, it turned out in our favor.
I always like to ask you about a couple of your teammates. Guy Santos, 18 points, career high, seven assists.
He's been amazing for the last month. You know, he's been our fire starter. Getting us going off the bench and now in the starting lineup. So, you know, he sets the tone for us.
And Pat Spencer, and there's probably going to be an announcement in the next day or so. They're probably going to convert his contract. What a story.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% I think they're going to convert him. He's a big part of us, especially when, you know, we got guys out like Steph. He comes in and runs the show and gets it done and be aggressive. So, you know, Pat's himself. And he's a bad, and you already know the rest of that.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I
sir.
I do know that. By the way, speaking of young people, I spied a young man wearing a Seattle Supersonic jersey tonight.
Shout out Jacoby Deuce and Drew Trace is my little nephew. Yes, he knows who his grandfather is, so, you know, he's always repping. And he loves basketball. He's always around here. Whenever we come in town, he's always here pregame, after, you know, messing around, shooting, so... You know, shout out to the boys.
That's great. It's great for them. It's great memories that you're providing for them.
Oh, and absolutely.
We can steal this from the Curry family. It's the family business.
It is definitely the family business. You'll see them in about a decade or two.
I look forward to that. Hey, congratulations on the win. As always, I appreciate your time.
Always.
And we'll see you on the plane.
Appreciate you.
All right, Gary Payton II joining us tonight. Great game for him. It was mentioned the 15 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. Great defense, as always, from GP2. Warriors get a real good win. This is something they needed emotionally. Obviously, you need the win for the standings because you pick up a full game on Phoenix. And then the other part we didn't get to because the end was so exciting, they win the tiebreaker against the Suns. So if they finish tied with Phoenix at the end of the year, they won the season series 3-1, and that could be important. You know, going to last year when they played Minnesota in the second round, remember Minnesota finished like, what, one game ahead of them last year. So, you know, winning a season series is always important, and the Warriors did that tonight and, in essence, have given themselves the tiebreaker. Golden State, 20 of 55 from three tonight. So the 23s means that $10,000 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth. It's part of the Hoops for Kids program brought to you by Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for more info. We thank Salesforce, all of our participating sponsors, and the Warriors Community Foundation for their ongoing efforts to make the Bay Area an even better place to live. Golden State comes back and beats Phoenix by a final score of 101-97. The postgame show beckons on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Golden State came out early in the third quarter. They had a 10-point lead. It was 66-56. And then over the next 10 minutes, roughly 10 minutes, they were outscored 34-10 by the Suns and fell behind 90-76 with 10-11 to go. They finished the ball game on a 25-7 push and end up winning the ball game 101-97. They go back to four games above 500 at 28-24. Suns go to 31-21. So the Warriors pick up a full game on Phoenix. L.A. has won, so they don't gain any ground on the Lakers. And then what could be an important part when we get down to the springtime, they win the season series against the Suns, so it could be a tiebreaker should the two teams finish with the same record. And, you know, you can kind of scoff at that if you will, but stranger things have happened, and there's always a chance that a tiebreaker could either move you up a spot, it could move you up to maybe you're playing a home playing game, or if the Warriors could get something going here in the second half of the season, maybe move you up into a playoff position. So all these things matter, especially when you're playing inside your division, where you play a team four times. Winning that series, they're the harder ones to win because you're playing good teams, you know, four times. And, you know, going back to the pregame show, it's one of the reasons why I don't think anybody in the Pacific Division is too upset that Ivica Zubac got traded today from the L.A. Clippers to the Indiana Pacers, because they won't have to face that guy four times a year as they have in recent memory. And he's a very talented player, and I think the Pacers will be really happy with him for years to come. But more about our game than anything else, and in fact, you'll hear more about this game with the head coach, and that is Steve Kerr. His post-game press conference is going to come your way on the Warriors wrap-up show, and that will follow R.C. Davis with the end of our post-game show on the Warriors Radio Network, and that can be heard on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. And, of course, with Mark Grandy in the house filling in for Cam Williams, we got Evan Giddings on Warriors wrap-up. So he'll be with you in just a few minutes. Again, brought to you by Kia, the official vehicle partner of the Golden State Warriors. In fact, Coach Kerr sitting down right now to chat with the assembled press, and you'll hear that conversation coming up a little bit later on. Very good defense in the fourth quarter. They hold the Suns to 15 points in that fourth quarter. And it wasn't just the fact that they held them to a number of points. It's how they did it. They fought. They battled. They didn't give any easy buckets up to the Suns for the most part in the fourth quarter. And for the quarter overall, the Suns shot 6-for-19 in that fourth quarter. And Golden State forced a couple of turnovers as well. And also in that fourth quarter, the Warriors would out-rebound the Suns by a tune of 16 to 3 rebounding in the fourth quarter. That's an astounding number for Golden State. And I thought many guys get credit for it. Our postgame guest, Gary Payton II, 15 points, 8 rebounds. Guy Santos, career high, 7 assists, 18 points. He had 4 boards, 6 of 9 from the floor. Payton was 6 of 11. The Warriors ended up shooting 43% to the Suns, 46. Golden State with 20 made threes. The Suns had 16. 13 points for Al Horford in 28 minutes. He had 4 boards and 4 assists as well. 17 for De'Anthony Melton, who handled the ball a good chunk of the time and was 6 of 14 shooting. He had a couple of boards as well. And Pat Spencer, 20 points, his first 20-point game in his NBA career. Can't say enough about that. 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 of 11 shooting. And being he's a player of the new age, 6 of 10 beyond the 3-point line for Pat Spencer. Great team win for Golden State. Emotionally, they needed that win. Emotionally, they needed this type of performance to show themselves that they can get back at it. After a couple of games where you could tell the trading deadline was weighing heavily on this team. And as Gary Payton II pointed out, they have young players who are going through this for the first or second time, and it's difficult for them. They haven't been through it a number of times. You know, guys like Draymond Green, that affected him. You heard his post-game press conference the other night. You could tell that, you know, he was wondering about his legacy as a Golden State Warrior. So all those things factor in, and I just think it's going to help the Warriors as they head to Los Angeles and then back home for two against Memphis and San Antonio before the All-Star break. We are told that Kristaps Porzingis will join the Warriors in L.A. Not sure if he's going to be able to play in that game. We'll find out more in the next 48 hours. So a good win tonight for the Warriors, 101-97 over...